Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 50. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Oh, my gosh. I'm in shock.
You're in shock. Why is this?
50.
50. I know.
50.
50. we should have had a 50 cent.
We should have had
out a little, send out a little shout out.
He could come in upside down.
Yeah, right. I forgot about that.
No,
yeah.
Actually, instead, we messed up and we got Nate sick. Yeah. I didn't get him sick, but somebody did.
I'm sick.
I can't tell.
Well, he's normally sick and twisted, but yeah. Now he's
I was going to say, but we know you're sick, but how do you feel?
Hey, creepy.
I feel okay. It's just my throat.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
We had suggested that he do the ASTM voice and just whisper.
I can whisper.
We expect the that's a wrap in the whisper.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a wrap.
By the time we get through this one.
Well, I'm glad that we did reach number 50. So
we did
big stuff for mini episodes.
To our absolute shock.
To our absolute shock.
Right. That's why I was shocked.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get started, I did promise this morning a little girl that I would give a shout out to her.
Aww.
As she listens to our show. She is 5-year-old Melody.
Hi, Melody.
She is the daughter of Amanda, who I work with.
Yay.
She wore one of our tattoos. And she now at Vacation Bible School this week at our church. And now she's wearing it on her little ankle, like the front of her shin,
yeah.
Basically.
Aww.
And so she is, she's proud.
So, does she have any of our business cards? Is she handing those out?
She's not, but
you don't have her working?
But she's definitely working the crowd. She's working her class.
Is Elijah, because Elijah's helping you, right?
Yeah, him and his buddy had him on out. Yesterday.
That's
oh, yeah,
cool.
On their forearms, yeah.
We're good for all ages.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I
right.
Asked Elijah, I go, anybody say anything about it? Like, what is that? and he goes, no, just Griffin, which is its cousin.
Yeah.
And I said, no teachers, no other kids? He's like, no. I said, oh. I said, well, that's why you got to go, hey, check this out.
What about this here? Yeah.
But, so shout out to Melody.
Oh, that's
sweetheart,
cool.
Thank you. And she, yeah, so she
thank you for
has
being
a so,
now, our, so, one of our youngest listeners, probably.
Oh,
right?
She loves it. She loves the color. She goes, they're so pretty. She likes the logo.
I think it was funny. Amy, didn't she have somebody that she's talking to in the store, a couple of younger people that were like, is that like a band? That's an awesome logo.
Oh yeah, a while back,
that was,
a few months ago.
That's like a huge compliment, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's kind of like a band.
Kroger or somebody was...
It's a band of brothers.
But yeah, I don't know, at the checkout. And he goes, cool sweatshirt. She goes, oh, thanks. And he goes, yeah, is that, he goes, what is that? Is it a band? She's like, no, it's my husband's podcast. he's like, oh, I'll check it out. Rock on, dude.
Rock on, dude.
Yeah.
And if you're out there, hello. Shout out to them, too.
Yeah.
Gnarly. Yeah, whoever you are, if you're listening, I don't know.
You may maybe. Not be saying gnarly out there,
I,
but you know.
I think you just aged yourself.
Oh, gnarly's coming back. I've heard
is it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard gnarly just the other day. I'm like, man, I haven't heard that since 1987. So anyway, with that little shout out to Melody, Sean, what are we going to talk about?
For this mini, number 50, we are going to talk about Bachelors, Grove, Cemetery, and to give credit where credit is due, as we try to always do. It's your pick, Todd.
Thank you. I did pick it.
You're welcome.
And I'm proud of it. I don't just pick my nose. I pick the episode.
Yeah, we were going to talk to you about that tonight.
Okay. No. So, I am going to lay the foundation for Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. It is a cemetery in Bremen Township, Cook County, Illinois, in Chicago's southwest suburb, and it is known for its alleged ghost sightings. The land surrounding Bachelor's Grove Cemetery was originally settled by English homesteaders who relocated to the area from New England, including Stephen Rexford, arguably the most well-known of the first wave of Anglo settlers around 1833.
True. Yesteryear, right?
Yesteryear. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yesterday.
Nate's
all your troubles did what?
I can't hear you. Nate, what were you saying?
So far away.
No. You got to listen for me.
Yeah.
I caught the Beatles reference. Don't you worry.
So, anyway, Bachelor's Grove Cemetery is a very haunted cemetery, apparently, and it is a hot spot for investigators.
I heard several times in several of the articles and the videos I watched that this is considered one of the most haunted cemeteries in the world. Mm-hmm. I thought that was impressive.
It is impressive.
I have never heard of this location, and if I had, I really hadn't paid much attention. So this is a this was a new one for me to investigate. And they were saying it's crazy that it's like right here or right here, right close in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool.
I know we should go there, but it's I've heard about this for whatever 2 or 3 years from just social media and listening to other podcasts, and I thought this would be a good mini.
Dude, we don't need to take the jet though, since it's close.
Write it down,
to
by the way.
Oh, I am.
Oh, you're
bottom of the table, right?
I didn't have to.
No, yeah, I'm trained by now.
We'll take the McLaren.
This close to Shytown. We're gonna take the McLaren. We don't know, not the the Mako Corvette. The vet.
I just gotta get that.
You do have. To get
we got to get our Mako plane, van, maybe a helicopter,
tank. We need a tank.
You think we need a tank?
I think we need a tank. And I think it needs to stay right outside the studio. Tank. And then aren't we having a tower for our studio?
With oh, yeah. So we can just
underground lair.
Look above the
dungeon. I don't know. We need all kind of ridiculous
boy, we
stuff.
Have an imagination.
We do. What does this have to do with the cemetery?
Castle.
Nothing.
Maybe we need a cemetery. Who knew?
Yeah. So.
Everybody would be dying to get in there.
Oh. That was your rap, dude.
What?
You come up with a better one. No, wait, what?
Nate's here all week. Don't forget to tip your waitress. Okay.
I think my favorite part of this, and I don't want to, no spoiler alerts, because you guys might be talking about this as well, but the fact that this was so close to the turnpike that they, Al Capone and his cronies used to just dump bodies, and there's a pond that's like basically a stone's throw from the cemetery.
Yeah.
And he just throw bodies in there. Okay, we're good. And they said there's several reasons why that there's bad energy here, but that's one of them.
Bad juju.
It was juju.
As they say.
Juju is right, but it is, that's one of them that,
yeah.
Thanks to old Al Capone, Scarface.
You know, Al,
he's dumping.
He definitely used the
procedures.
The area. he liked to go, he liked to spread it
he
out.
He comes
right?
up a lot in these episodes, doesn't he? Yeah.
Mr. Wow.
Capone.
Well, yeah, at least he took him to his cemetery.
Well, yeah. I don't know that he meant to. He was just like,
I see your point, Nate, but I don't think he was.
He almost hit the cemetery.
Just thought he's trying to be a nice guy.
So I have a little quick. We got plenty of stories.
Oh yeah.
This one is called the Madonna of Bachelor's Grove. Mm-hmm. Bachelor's Grove is known to attract visitors looking to catch a ghostly photo. But in 1991, one of the most famous photos of a ghost ever captured was shot in this graveyard. Judy Huff Fells of the Ghost Research Society snapped a photo of a woman's apparition sitting on a gravestone under the moonlight. This photo made headlines around the world, and she became known as the Madonna of Bachelor's Grove.
That's a pretty famous picture. And so that's why I was like, I didn't know about this cemetery, but I knew about that sighting. So I apparently did know about the cemetery just on some level.
Yeah.
But she said that she was there, and the only other person with her in that cemetery was her mother. Mm-hmm. And she said no one else was there, and she did not see that apparition when
she
took
she was
the picture.
There. Yeah, right.
So but when she was looking through those pictures, she's like, who's that?
Yeah, she wasn't sitting with us before.
Here comes a lady in white story, right? It's like we never have those, right?
What's interesting about this cemetery is it is not just within the gates of the fence, the land. It's the land around it that is associated with lots of ghostly haunts.
There's been plenty of vandalism there, too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's also adds to the bad, what did you say, juju?
Yeah, yeah.
And teenagers that come and desecrate the cemetery in itself, knock over tombstones.
That's so disrespectful.
But digging up bodies and desecrating the bodies and all this kind of stuff. So they say that the spirits, that's part of why the spirits are none too happy there.
Yeah, a little restless. Yeah. And I thought, just talking about like the land around it. Yeah, it's not just within the. Next to the cemetery itself, the border or the boundaries, it's kind of goes a little bit past that people are like on the roads and by it in the streets and just other parts of the land that's near it. They kind of associate it with the cemetery. So I was looking forward to talking about this.
It says from tales of sighting of the lady in white, which you talked about walking the grounds, to a phantom farmhouse that vanishes as visitors proceed to venture closer. Bachelor's Grove Cemetery has been home to a true variety of strange phenomena. Visions of phantom farmhouse in the distance have been some of the earliest paranormal reports associated with Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. Accounts recollect seeing a farmhouse floating and shimmering and then ultimately disappearing before they were ever able to get nearer to the structure. At the entrance to the cemetery, visitors have also claimed to see a black dog. Here we go. Black dog, baby. Yeah, Led Zeppelin. who would disappear as they approached it. Eerie lights and orbs have been spotted in and around the cemetery. Some visitors have claimed to see red lights flying quickly around the trail leading to the cemetery, leaving ghost light trails in its wake. As late as 1984, strange sightings of numerous figures dressed in monks' robes walking the cemetery have also been witnessed. And then it goes on to talk about Your Lady in White and Madonna, which I thought you were going to say, you know, life is a mystery, but not that Madonna, right?
No.
All right.
Did you say that the ghost house shivered? Was that part of it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's okay. What I said.
So I was going to say.
The structure, yeah.
Did it start shivering because it saw humans?
Shivering, maybe.
Because we shiver when we see ghosts.
Goes back into the others where are we the ghost? Are they the ghost? Are they trying to figure us out just like we're trying to figure them
That's
out?
That's true.
Waverly, that was
valid,
the case, right?
Valid question.
They were curious about us, right?
I was dropping breadcrumbs.
Oh, they were curious about us. Breadcrumbs? Is that
yeah. I thought, so it says that Lady in White, the Lady in White during
lady
the full moon.
Lady in Red.
That's all, you know, Krista Berg. That's one of my favorites. You know that, right? Did you know that?
Is dancing
I'm I am hokey
cheek
and
to cheek. Cheek to cheek.
Nobody here. Okay, I do know all the I know all the words, so I'm not going to sing it. I will not use that as a middle aged moment. I promise.
I just
never.
It just took me to early MTV days that video. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Back to the Bachelor's Grove.
The Lady in White, the Madonna. So the apparition walks the grounds of the cemetery during full moons with an infant tucked securely in the crook of her arms. So,
ooh.
Poor baby.
Poor baby.
Because I don't think the baby was in that picture, though. It was just a lady
sitting
there.
No, I don't think so either. It's just the woman.
Yeah. Little baby lady. Jesus.
Little baby. How do you like your little baby Jesus?
Sir. In his golden fleece. He was a man. He's like, never mind. He had a beard. Okay, so I've got a story called The Boyfriend's Death. One of the most famous legends of Bachelor's Grove has a popular urban legend around the United States and the United Kingdom since at least the 1940s. Known typically as The Boyfriend's Death, the story tells of a teen couple who parks in a lover's lane in the woods. When the boy becomes too passionate, the girl asks to be taken home, but the car won't start. Sure. Not that old trick. After several tries, the boy leaves the girl to walk to the road and flag down help. After he departs, the wind stirs up as a storm comes in. The trees are creaking and bending in the wind, and the girl hears the branches scraping the top of the car. She's uneasy but stays put until she gratefully sees flashing blue lights coming down the road. When the girl gets out of the car, she's surprised to see that her boyfriend is not with the police officers in the car. They say to her, "Just walk towards us and don't turn around." Of course, the girl turns around, and when she does, she sees her boyfriend hanging upside down over their car, his throat slit from ear to ear, and his fingernails scraping the top of the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a little brutal.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I kept seeing the story. There's a story of a wandering farmer that goes around that same pond before the mafia used it for their dumping ground.
Oh,
right?
Al.
Mm-hmm. But he was hired. He was a wandering farmer, apparently. But he was hired to protect the cemetery originally, you know, to try to keep people from doing horrible things there.
Kind of like a caretaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was over by the pond area, and somehow part of his... the horse's harness or stirrups or whatever got stuck, and it dragged him down, and he got tangled up in it and drowned. So he and the horse are forever entangled in the cemetery, and he is still seeing, his apparition is still seeing, basically trying to protect that cemetery in the afterlife. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Ooh, that is, yeah.
He's going to chase those kids out of there.
you rascals, get out of here.
Ah, the story that you reference was the Hook story. There's different tellings of it. You know the famous one where, like,
well,
they're on Lover's Lane and they start hearing scratching on the outside of the car.
Yeah,
she convinced the boyfriend to leave. And when they get to the house, there's a hook hanging on one of the door latches.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. They're because they got them as two separate stories, and I think they are separate, but they're like kind
of sort of the same. But yeah,
yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The claw,
the claw, the hook.
The claw knows all.
It's like Toy Story.
The claw. It speaks.
I always think
you are the chosen one.
Yeah. Liar, Liar with Jim Carrey.
Oh, gosh.
The great. Claw.
Our kids love it. It's a great movie. Yeah. Sean, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. It says, it has been, so the cemetery has been long abandoned, and nobody's been buried there in almost 50 years, but it attracts visitors nonetheless. What did
They're
it say?
Liars.
It capped off at, was it 182 graves or 82 graves or something like that? I mean, it's...
They're all liars.
They
it's
are.
It's occupied by dead bodies.
Okay, so, yeah. I'm not sure, Sean, to be honest.
Oh, that's all right. Those who dare... I went across it, but... Those who dare enter Bachelor's Grove must walk down a deserted path through the forest over fallen trees and thorn bushes, only to come face-to-face with some of Chicago's most frightening haunts. They may encounter strange and unusual creatures like a... I didn't see this before. Like a two-headed lake monster. Did you hear about the two-headed lake monster?
No, I did not.
That's another cryptid. I bet it's in Nate's book. What do you want to bet?
Probably
the phantom dog or the black dog with red eyes and seemingly intelligent orbs of light. The ghost of a woman carrying her infant baby again is known to haunt. Usually standing right over tombstone. Even the roads around Bachelor Groves are haunted. Many say they have been chased down the street by phantom cars with no drivers, only for the car to disappear as it gets close. Some of the haunts are way too real, like the occultists who once used the cemetery as a place to practice their demonic rituals, complete with animal sacrifices, or the photo that we talked about of the Madonna sitting on the tombstone. One of the most infamous photos ever captured. So, yeah, this is that. That's what's crazy is that there's so many, so much energy here, so much negativity, and just they said several people that go there to either investigate or just to visit have been scratched, bitten, hit. There are all kind of stories of malevolent forces that don't want you there because I don't know if they don't trust you or they think you're going to do something horrible like people have done in the past. But they say that a lot of these energies are not happy to have people there.
They're
not at rest. You know, that's the big, that's the underlying
sure, it's
story.
Not a Sasquatch throwing stuff.
Could be Sasquatch.
I just read today that they can throw what do you call them? Pine cone.
Oh, yeah.
92 miles per hour.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a good fastball.
Yeah.
It's like MLB.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad for a pine cone.
Didn't Zach tell us that on Bigfoot? That something at their tent that was, they couldn't chuck anything hard enough at the tent to do what the you know, whatever was thrown at their tent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they're always like, known to throw rocks and
to
kind of get you out of their area. Yeah.
Bigfoot
that
has
would
some
be a
arm.
Little, yeah, he's got an arm on him. We're going to have some scouts look at him. Man, he's a big, he throws like a Sasquatch. He is Sasquatch. Oh. So, Sean, here's, I don't know, if the, looking at this, I don't think it's the same story that you told just a few minutes ago. It's called The Caretaker or The Lantern Man.
Hmm. Yeah, no,
says,
not that one.
For generations.
Sing me a song, you're the Lantern Man.
I think Nate's on some. for generations, most held a deeply skewed idea of what Bachelor's Grove was and is. The general thought was that that this had always been a natural forest, that the cemetery had been established, this strangely isolated area, and that there were no property records for any houses or other buildings in its vicinity. These beliefs helped encourage the creation or spread of stories which grew up around the mysterious house foundations in the woods, buoyed by... I'm ignoring you, Nate. Buoyed up by sightings
you may or may not
of
be
a ghost
house, something your way.
Yeah, which seemed to have begun in the 1960s. As we will see, there may be at least some true life events which led to one of the Grove's most widespread tales. There it is. That's the smell.
That's Sammy.
Sam.
Sam's here, as always.
Okay, so the story of the caretaker
someday
or
we'll
the
miss
lantern
this.
Man.
You know that.
So it says, according to the legend, there was once an official caretaker of Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, and he and his family lived in the modest house in the woods nearby.
Dang it. I would have took him for a bachelor.
Yeah, no, he's not.
I think
all was well until one night voices from the cemetery told him to take an axe and kill his family.
Ooh.
As if transfixed, he completed the gruesome deed. At its completion, he snapped out of his trance and realized what he had done, and in his horror, hanged himself in a tree outside the cemetery gates.
Yeah, that's not the same guy.
when the townspeople discovered what he had done, they burned down the house and burned the property records, hoping to eradicate all trace and memory of what had happened.
That's so sad. I did not see that story at all.
That's gruesome.
I did find the answer to
that. That's too gruesome.
That's right, yeah. Keep going. The first bodies buried in Bachelor's Grove were reportedly buried there in 1834 and were workers who died while digging the Illinois and Michigan Canal. The first official burials began in 1836 and ended sometime between the 1960s and 1980s. There are about 82 lots and 200 graves,
okay,
but quite a few remain unused. There are also rumors that the land was used as a dumping ground for the bodies by several Chicago-based crime families, including Scarface and his posse. Mm-hmm. However, there isn't any solid evidence to support this claim. Now, I just scratch what I just said.
I ain't going to remember. No. What did you just say? I don't know.
I have no idea. No, Al Capone definitely did. He's guilty. Guilty as charged.
Yeah. Well, Scarface, I guess. Okay, we'll scratch it. I can tell you got something neat. Go ahead.
No, I don't. I'm reading about the Yellow Man.
Oh,
I want to hear about the Yellow Man.
If you can read it.
I don't know. Quick synopsis of the Yellow Man is numerous different groups of people have been there and seen a yellow man figure by the trees, probably in his 40s, in a suit and a hat. And yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot to him, but they do see him.
I wonder what the deal is with the yellow, where, like, because you say he's dressed, sounds like he's dressed nice.
Yeah.
He's got a suit. I wonder what the yellow means.
Yellow is nice, especially in a suit.
Yeah. I read some stories where, like, they'd see a yellow streak go by him, like, so fast that...
That's
like,
urine.
Urine, for a
big surprise.
You can barely see it with with the human eye.
Right. Yeah.
I have to be honest
here. It'd be a little
freaky. Yeah.
I mean,
Nate talking like that over there, I'm captivated by your voice tonight.
I am.
It's your bedroom voice, right?
Sure.
Let's keep it clean. No, I'm just kidding. So the Yellow Man. Okay, that'd be a little weird.
That is weird.
Especially, nice suit.
It'd get your attention, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I keep running across this with all the cults and the vandalism. It says at the height of the vandalism during the 1970s, Bachelor's Grove was purportedly used as gathering place for satanic cults. Mm-hmm. Locals claim that occultists would routinely gather in the park and sacrifice animals in their rituals. The remains of the mutilated animals were also found in the park by locals and police, along with the evidence of the occultist rituals. As vandalism and teenage debauchery reached a peak in the 70s, many families who had ancestors buried there decided to have the bodies exhumed. They moved their bodies to cemeteries that were safer and closer to home. So can you imagine? I mean, that's how bad it was getting.
That's stupid.
So it said, this is a lot of the things we've been talking about, so I won't talk about the floating orbs and all that kind of stuff. There's the pond is known to hide a few ghosts as well. The spirit of this is the one that I was talking about. The spirit of the farmer and his horse have been seen plowing the earth near the banks of the pond. According to local legends, a man and his horse drowned in the lake sometime in the 1870s after his horse mysteriously charged into the water without reason. Claims that a two-headed monster resides in the lake are said to be tied to the malformed apparition of the man and his horse. So it all kind of goes together.
Well, that's...
It's all tying together. Now, I didn't see... That's
what's weird.
I had not heard of... I did not hear anything about the two-headed monster before we started talking about this, but I had heard about the other, so either. I didn't know they were tied together. So it's all coming together.
Can you see that, though? I mean, a two-headed monster, and it's like a horse and a guy, and it's got all the... I don't know. Then he's wearing a suit.
Straight out of Hollywood, right?
Yeah, I don't think Hollywood's come up with that.
It's worse than straight out of Compton.
One head's Al, the other one's Scarface.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. That's true. Nate, you got the okay. I just want to go ahead of you. So, Phantom Houses is a big thing with this property or this area. Says there are no houses in the woods left, although many legends speak of phantom houses that randomly appear in the woods, off the path, and along the creek that runs through the forest. Artifacts such as pottery, foundation stones, and other remnants of pioneer life have been found all over the grounds. Sticking out from the creek down the trail past the cemetery is a set of foundation stones that can be seen. Other stories include balls of light that follow explorers through the woods, especially at night. Sometimes they are the flashlights of police officers looking to enforce the park's closing hours and prevent vandalism, but sometimes they are headlights from the bordering roads. Other times they remain unexplained. Be careful exploring the woods behind the cemetery, even though there are beaten trails. They are unreliable and the woods are very thick. And there's a picture of some foundation stones. It said also locals report getting disoriented, turned around, and lost in the woods for hours.
Isn't that wild? That's like the Blair Witch, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when it said that. So, it actually said the photographer that took this picture them and the, and one of the other their friends or whatever investigators, they were only 10 feet apart and they couldn't see each other. It was so thick.
Wild. Wow.
Yeah. They couldn't until yeah.
Just that's 10 bizarre. Feet.
Yeah.
Dang.
So there you go.
I'd mentioned there being monks that they looked or saw, but they were talking about dark figures dressed in black hoods were also a common sight when they think that's
Jawas.
Jawas. Yeah. I heard that goblin hole. They're going to sell us something.
They're real short.
They're going to steal something.
Yeah. Druids.
Maybe. They yeah, come trying to sell they come from a long way away. But.
So what? So now, so they're what now? They're
so dressing. They're saying some, because I was thinking monks. I'm like, what are monks doing there? Unless they were like part of some kind of a funeral ritual. But they're talking that a lot of those they think are the shadows of the occultists that did the rituals.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that black dog with the red eyes is seen a lot of times at the entrance of the cemetery that chase people.
Like a guard dog.
And those phantom vehicles we've been talking about is randomly appearing and vanishing on the roads near there, mm-hmm. near the grove. And strangely, nobody's in the driver's seat, and the cars mm-hmm. often drive aggressively, aiming to injure the witnesses. So that's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. That's like Clinton Road kind of stuff.
Yeah, seriously. The more I read about this and know about this place, I want to go.
But you right. Yeah. Well, and you'd
seriously, think, I want to see if any of this.
You also wonder, like, happens. People take some of these stories and people are coming to expect these experiences, and you think, you know, like, is somebody playing with me here? Mm-hmm. But it's still, I don't care if somebody is trying to like
mess with you,
yeah. goof with you.
Kind of like
it's
Clinton
still
Road.
What's scary,
what
right? Yeah, it'd scare you.
Yeah,
well, a lot of the stories on the site I'm on shows like the last time. That story's been modified, and they're
are
all.
Are you talking about urban legends here and lore?
Yeah, sure.
Like it's made
know.
Up?
No, never. They're all pretty recent, mm-hmm. in the 2000s, 2021.
Oh,
and this year.
Interesting. So. Yeah, pretty. Yeah, very recent.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more short story. This is the story of the infant daughter. One of the most well-known graves in Bachelor's Grove is that of a baby girl who died mysteriously in the early 1900s. Visitors to the cemetery often leave trinkets and small toys mm-hmm. on her headstone. Photographs of her grave often include orbs, such as the two we managed to capture. Some legends say that a baby can be heard crying in the cemetery in the early morning hours just before dawn. Oh, that's pretty sad.
Yeah. That is sad. So we're definitely going.
But yeah, we're definitely going.
It's definitely on the list.
Yeah, they talk a lot of devil worship. I mean, I doubt we have any devil worshipers listening or any Satanists, but knock it off, people.
Yeah.
Go find you a cave or somewhere. I mean, come on, you know. Don't use a cemetery. The
cemeteries are supposed to be places of peace, right? And a place
be respectful.
Of, yeah,
do right, your
eternal
do your
rest.
Stuff, yeah.
Or where you raise your army of evil dead.
Well, they need to raise them somewhere. Move on. Anyway, I don't dig that. No, I meant, never mind. I'm going to say don't dig the grave.
I was going to say, man,
anyway,
that's
don't
a
dig
bad
what they're doing. I know.
That's a bad dad joke right there, but I like it.
You like it? Yeah, I want to visit this place. It's not that far.
Yeah, it's not that far.
You know.
A few hour drive.
Yeah. Heck yeah. We got places a lot farther than this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like it, and yeah. I don't know.
It's a historical area, apparently, and a lot of the, you know, it shows a lot of the, like, pieces of the grave and stuff, and it's, like, this picture is showing a partial tombstone that has been found underground near Harlem Avenue in Tinley Park. It's in a glass case at Tinley Park Historical Society Museum. Officials think it is likely it was taken at some point from Bachelor's Grove Cemetery in the unincorporated Bremen Township. So they have, like... It's historical, like the pieces that they find, but it's mm-hmm. it's so crazy that what this place has been through. It's almost if it was a living, breathing person, it's been abused, it's been taken advantage mm-hmm. of, it's been desecrated, and so it deserves to have some rest. It's supposed to be sacred, right?
You know? Yeah, it's
and treated
it's
with
a
respect.
It's a shame that people do that in any whatever cemetery that or little yeah. Don't do that. That's not good. Disrespectful, you know. But yeah, I
keep
definitely
it on the up and up, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Leave it alone. Leave those places alone. That's not, you know. And I would be very upset if it, like, so I know where my dad's buried. We just drove by the other day, but you know, I'd be kind of ticked off if. I mean, my dad's not there, but I'm just saying. Still, don't mess with the graves. I mean, people mm-hmm. do like to go, you know, and people have to take care of it and keep it up, and they don't want to have to fix gravestones,
right?
Fix the grounds and you know, don't litter and all that crap either. I know a lot of, I've seen some cemeteries where people use it. They think it's a dumping ground. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about bodies, like a owl, but literally like trash dumping ground.
Right.
So, yeah. It's not a trash can. So
maybe they were taking the trash out.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good point, actually. Mm. It's like Dexter, who, I mean, he's a psychopathic serial killer, but right. He's killing bad guys, right? And like, that, yeah. Makes, that makes it quote unquote okay.
Oh, I'm all for him. So, yeah, I support him. Right. Yeah, I support him.
Doing the Lord's work? No. In a weird way.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Doing good work. But
ow, I just felt a slap in the back of my head. Ow, lightning.
Guys, anything else you want to say about Bachelor's Grove
Cemetery? I don't
think
so. Just that we need to take an investigation tour up there.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah,
get
fun.
Bit, clawed, chased by a black, red-eyed dog, and
oh, that happens at Vacation Bible School. All kinds of kids are kicking, biting, scratching.
Driverless cars chasing us.
Yeah, having the yeah. I think
that we could meet Madonna.
I think that yeah. I don't want to meet that Madonna. I think the dog at the front of the entrance would be cool, just because it's supposed to be right there. You don't have to go searching for
That's
it.
That's totally so. Scooby-Doo right there.
That is Scooby-Doo.
ADR right over there. The dog.
Poor Nate has been hitting himself on that microphone.
I know.
I'm going to let Nate take us out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
Bachelor Grove has a hard time committing, but I don't have a hard time committing to this. That's a wrap.
Oh, nice. He got it out. I wasn't sure.
I thought he was going to go into it. Like a virgin.
Woo! No more of that, Sean.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sir. Yep. No more of that, Sean. You just lost your bonus, buddy.
I lost a long time, several episodes ago.
You know how much your bonus was at the beginning? Well, it's minus now. It's negative.
Minus infinity.
Well, Creepies, thanks again, as always, for listening to us and our middle age mini number 50. So we're pretty proud that we've reached that little monument of a mini. So
and that Nate's still living.
And that
are
Nate's
you still living?
Yeah.
Sort of.
He's got another one to do here.
I know. Got to get, yep.
We're going to give him a break. So we want to thank you again. And for listening to Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. And we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.